Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Strategic Problem Solving, by Mark Hartley, is a practical guide for people who need to tackle complex, high-stakes problems with clarity and confidence. Rather than relying on intuition alone, the book frames problem solving as a disciplined process that blends critical thinking with data analysis. It emphasizes how to define the real problem, separate symptoms from causes, and choose decision criteria that align with goals and constraints. Readers are guided through ways to generate stronger options, test assumptions, and evaluate trade-offs so decisions are both defensible and actionable. The overall focus is not only on getting to an answer, but on building a repeatable approach that supports innovation, reduces avoidable risk, and improves communication with stakeholders. The result is a step-by-step mindset aimed at leaders, analysts, and professionals who want to move from reactive firefighting to strategic execution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, clarifying the real problem and setting the right scope. A core theme of strategic problem solving is that many teams spend energy solving the wrong problem. This topic centers on techniques to clarify the true objective, define what success looks like, and establish boundaries that prevent analysis from drifting. A good scope is neither too broad, which creates overwhelm and vague outcomes, nor too narrow, which locks the team into premature solutions. The book's step-by-step orientation encourages readers to translate messy situations into a structured problem statement, identify stakeholders and decision owners, and surface hidden constraints such as time, budget, compliance, or operational capacity. It also highlights the importance of separating symptoms from underlying issues, so that solutions address root causes rather than temporary relief. By tightening definitions early, readers can reduce rework, align expectations, and create a shared language for the effort. This foundation sets up the rest of the process, making later analysis more targeted and improving the credibility of final recommendations. Secondly, applying critical thinking to assumptions, bias, and logic, hard problems often persist because teams unconsciously accept flawed assumptions or fall into predictable thinking traps. This topic focuses on critical thinking as a practical skill for challenging what seems obvious, testing the logic of arguments, and identifying gaps in evidence. The book emphasizes asking sharper questions, such as, what must be true for this plan to work, what alternative explanations exist, and what we might be ignoring. It also points to common cognitive biases that distort judgment, including overconfidence, confirmation bias, anchoring on early numbers, and mistaking correlation for causation. By building habits like explicit assumption lists, structured debate, and pre-mortems that imagine failure modes, readers can improve the quality of reasoning under pressure. The goal is not to become overly skeptical or slow, but to become more accurate and resilient in decision-making. When critical thinking is applied consistently, teams can spot weak arguments earlier, avoid costly missteps, and communicate conclusions in a way that stands up to scrutiny. Thirdly, leveraging data analysis. Without losing the human context, strategic decisions increasingly require data, but data alone does not guarantee insight. This topic covers how to use analysis to illuminate a problem while staying mindful of context, limitations, and practical realities. The book's approach encourages readers to determine what data is actually needed, assess quality and relevance, and choose metrics that match the decision being made. It also underscores that uncertainty is normal, so it is better to estimate with transparency than to pretend precision exists. Readers are prompted to look for patterns, outliers, and drivers while being careful about sample bias and misleading averages. Importantly, the analysis should remain connected to the people and processes affected because implementation fails when the human factors are ignored. By combining quantitative signals with operational knowledge and stakeholder input, decisions become both analytically sound and workable. The result is a balanced method where data supports judgment, clarifies trade-offs, and strengthens accountability instead of becoming a collection of charts that do not change outcomes. Fourthly, generating options and driving innovation. Through structured creativity, innovation is often treated as a spark of inspiration, but the book frames it as something that can be cultivated through methodical exploration. This topic focuses on expanding the solution space before narrowing it, so teams do not default to familiar fixes. A strategic process encourages generating multiple pathways, considering different levels of intervention, and exploring both incremental improvements and bolder redesigns. It also emphasizes building options that directly connect to the problem definition and decision criteria, rather than brainstorming ideas that are interesting but irrelevant. By using structured techniques such as reframing the problem, identifying constraints as design inputs, and exploring analogies from other industries, readers can produce more diverse and higher quality alternatives. The point is to avoid a false choice between two weak options by intentionally creating better ones. When option generation is done well, teams can identify quick wins, reduce risk through staged approaches, and uncover differentiating strategies that competitors may overlook. Lastly, decision. Making, execution, and leading with confidence, a solution is only valuable if it can be chosen, communicated, and executed. This topic addresses how to move from analysis to decision, and from decision to measurable results. The book emphasizes setting decision criteria in advance, evaluating trade-offs openly, and documenting rationale so the team understands why a path was selected. It also highlights the practical leadership side of problem-solving, including aligning stakeholders, managing disagreement, and creating momentum through clear next steps. Effective execution requires breaking complex solutions into deliverable actions, assigning ownership, defining timelines, and selecting metrics that indicate progress. Readers are guided toward anticipating obstacles, monitoring outcomes, and adjusting when new information emerges, rather than treating the decision as a one-time event. This disciplined follow-through builds confidence because it reduces uncertainty and prevents drift. Over time, leaders who apply this approach can create a culture that handles ambiguity better, learns faster, and makes decisions that are both strategic and operationally grounded. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, team leads, analysts, entrepreneurs, and professionals who regularly face ambiguous challenges, cross-functional complexity, or pressure to justify decisions. Readers who want a repeatable method will benefit most, especially if they are tired of reactive firefighting or circular meetings. The book can improve daily life by strengthening how you think. It helps you define problems more clearly, test assumptions, use data more responsibly, and choose actions with less regret and more accountability. Those skills translate beyond work into personal decisions, where stakes are high and information is incomplete. Compared with many problem-solving titles that either stay abstract or focus on a single tool, this guide aims to connect critical thinking, analysis, innovation, and execution into one coherent flow. That integrated, step-by-step orientation makes it worth buying for readers who want not only ideas, but a practical framework they can apply immediately and consistently. If you would like to support Mark Hartley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.